that my timing's off, but I can't move on if we're still gonna talk. Is it wrong for me to not want half? I want all of you, all the strings attached. Oh, I'm good at keeping my distance. I know that you're the feeling I'm missing. You know that I hate to admit it, but everything means nothing if I can't have you.
Chapter 10. 7 minutes in, heaven or hell, a race against time and pride. The latticework dome, woven of space-age matte steel and standing as the largest structure by square meters in the Musutafu district, loomed above them like a ribcage, still being filled in with curved sheets of bulletproof glass. For this project, we are working closely with 13, one of our recent alumni. I'm sure you've seen them around. What with that troublesome riptide incident the other day, All Might was relatively certain there wasn't a hero or sailor alive who didn't know 13, and was glad for it. He nodded and followed in Nezu's tiny, pattering footsteps, as the two of them, once teacher and student, traced an easy path along the highest vantage point the unseen simulation joint had to offer. The mountainous area along the south wall, sculpted to resemble a very specific area of Mount Fuji, where climbers often became stranded. It took Toshinori a moment to recognize it, big as it was, but when he did, it brought him a terse little smile. Nezu, relentlessly practical as always, never a thing left to chance. Ahead of him, his old principal raised his pudgy paws into the air with a pleased squeak.
Well, of course you have. They're delightful and have such a concise idea of what to include for training future UA students in the basics of rescue and disaster response. But of course it won't just be for them. No, no, that would be greedy. The whole point is increasing access to this kind of training facility, as disasters can happen at any time and anywhere. Weekend workshops with the local hero agencies are already booked 2 years out. Pausing at the drop-off and hiking a sneakered foot against the ledge to dissipate the instant sway of vertigo, All Might had to admit it was shaping up to be a fantastic facility. With Nezu's shrewd business sense, it had likely already paid for itself, and considering the sprawling scale, that was saying something. There was great potential here, or so he assumed, with his head as cottony and scattered as it was. Toshinori was tired. Sleep hadn't been easy lately, but duty called, and when that duty was shaped like a tiny white animal in a waistcoat, you answered. Or else. Beside him, the diminutive, furry genius clambered atop a nearby rock, and All Might had to stop himself from snagging the back of Nezu's tailored vest when his old teacher slipped onto his belly with a shrill squeak. Cuddly and agreeable as he appeared, Nezu didn't often appreciate help unless asked for, and more than a few students bore bite marks as a testament to that fact. Often cloaked in a lesson about respect despite appearances, or basic bodily consent. After a moment, Nezu managed to right himself and dusted off his attire with a satisfied sigh and a officious twitch of his tail, surveying his kingdom with obvious glee. A marvelous idea, as I'm sure you can see. And we're even offering combat training refreshers. As much as we would love to keep the leaders of every combat field for ourselves, they obviously have other obligations. So you can see the audition we're running below. Would you mind taking us closer, my friend?
A courteous raised paw and a jump later, they stood at the lowest plateau of the mountain. Beneath a temporary crane structure that was serving as some sort of operations headquarters, a few meters off, there was a gathering of mats and heroes, sparring amid the distant slap and hollow squeak of bare feet on damp vinyl. From the varied forms and moves, there were representatives of most major combat styles, loosely grouped to face off in skill, with judges watching and discussing and occasionally tapping fighters in or out. On the fringes, technicians fiddled with what looked like small security bots and their pieces, adding to the feeling of a work in progress playing out all along the facility. Shading his eyes against the glare of the sun streaming through the latticework above, All Might could see the glint of metal and a spray of gray hair. Gunhead was there, as were a few others All Might half recognized from ads for fighting schools. As close as he wasn't able to survey the high-speed triage undisturbed for long. In a matter of seconds, someone glanced, stilled, and pointed, and the entire group turned, most dropping form, some waving. All Might grinned immediately, waving back at the assembled heroes with pride and giving a firm salute. He was happy to see them putting themselves out there for such a useful community project and hoped it was visible on his face. Then his grin flickered, his gut knotting with a swiftness that left him frozen as the principal trotted away, already expounding his next additions to the training grounds. It was a warm summer day, with the dome trapping the sun's rays while blocking any mitigating breeze, and Eraserhead was crouched in a fighting stance, profoundly shirtless and staring at the edge of the makeshift arena. All Might averted his gaze instantly, grin calcified on his face, but not quickly enough to miss the young hero doing the same, pivoting with a scornful expression and attacking his long, dark hair with a towel, the dip of his lean back shining with sweat. Toshinori swallowed with difficulty, straining to hear whatever Nezu was saying, with that vision in his head and blood rushing hot in his ears. Every bit of him prickled. He dutifully fell into step behind the principal and stuffed his hands in his jogger pockets, feeling like he was bursting out of his plain white tee with sudden anxiety and dread. Why in the world was Eraser here? More precisely, why now? Would this 4 weeks never be over without just one more bit of torture? His schedule was full enough for the day, considering the consultation with Nezu and his interview later. He really didn't have room for personal humiliation on top of all that, particularly with this audience.
So as you can see, the technology here is really top-notch. After the UA wall, I knew exactly who to call for such a sophisticated use of climate control, and together, we made quite the supercomputer. The sheer processing power required to maintain the dangerous climbs of 6 entirely different zones of common rescue? Well, it's something most have never seen before.
Oh, really? All Might forced out, a paltry effort to be louder than the rising noise of his body. His heart pounded just under his chin as he stared dead ahead, just to avoid looking back over his shoulder at the sparring area, and the shameless trail of scruffy black fuzz, straight as an invitation, in the deep carved V of Eraserhead's stomach. Damn it.
Yes, if you had been listening instead of interrupting, my friend.
Spooked at the normally jovial gentleman's strict tone, All Might looked down, already smiling apologetically. Nezu only tilted his head, whiskers flickering in clear distaste.
I understand we're not paying you to be here, but I do require your input on those things we discussed earlier. Is something amiss?
Nezu, my stars! All Might exclaimed weakly, clearing his throat and waving his hands. Please, I'm always willing to donate my time to such progressive pursuits. I'm happy to be here, and you have my full attention. I thought I recognized someone is all.
A villain, perhaps? Your heart is beating well above average for a human.
Nezu piped up, reaching up and pinching briefly at his own nose.
And your scent is off. It has been since we spoke last week. Have you been to see anyone about that? Hormones are intimately linked to adult human health, and you could be ignoring a very serious issue.
Sir, All Might began to protest, feeling caught beyond measure, then paused and regrouped. At length, he sighed shallowly into his hand. Would the feeling of being this noble beast student, and the accompanying worry of being exposed or found wanting, never quite leave? It was impossible to forget that Nezu was the only person with knowledge of One for All who hadn't been explicitly informed of its existence to begin with. He'd found out on his own, or enough to demand an explanation in full, And that was quite a confession for a 16-year-old to make to a superior half his size. It's just stress, I think. I'm a little wound up. Almight managed at last, knowing he looked the part. He gave a weak, slightly nauseated smile, mostly because he realized what he was going to say next. It hasn't been an easy week, and I think I'd like to stretch my legs before we continue. Would you mind if I went down to view the sparring for a moment?
If it will clear your head, by all means,
Nezu said with a nod, blinking up at him beatily as he turned to go. It was idiocy, All Might berated himself with every step. But those steps kept coming, each crunch of his sneakers across the stone plateau like recrimination incarnate. What the hell was he doing? No, he bargained. He knew what he was doing. He was communicating with fellow heroes as a role model and offering congratulations and encouragement to those competing for positions. Never mind who was among them. Never mind, in fact, that Toshinori would have actually paid a far higher price than dignity for just one more returned glance, or one less meter of distance between him and his prickly companion, with the familiar chemical blush waking and gathering underneath his heinously exposed skin. But he was more than hero enough to walk away from such things. It sounded feasible enough as a lie, but as All Might made his way to the stone staircase that would lead him to the lower level and the sparring area, he glanced up and found Eraserhead staring at him. Not just staring, but watching. His dark eyes wide and tracking him like he was a moving target. His was the only somber, strict face in the crowd of fighters, breaking for water and joking, and the veteran hero's steps slowed. He felt himself frown. There was something wrong about that. Wronger still when he reached the staircase and Eraserhead broke rank and dashed forward, shouting, All Might, stop! It all happened in an instant. His foot left the top step of the staircase the moment it collapsed and snapped into a ramp with a volley of deep booms. It was another of Nezu's convertible landscapes, and the incline was steep enough to send anyone else sprawling. But he had already launched himself up and away, straining through the air at the urgency of Eraserhead's shout. Power crackled over his tight skin as he twisted mid-air and kicked off the scaffolding of the operations crane, knocking it askew with a tremendous clang and hitting the ground underneath, sending up a glut of dust from the hard-packed earth. He had skidded within a meter of Eraserhead through instinct alone, to shield, to protect, when there was a sound like ripping plastic, and red light cut the air in a lattice. The smell of ozone spiked, rich and raw and dangerous, and for a moment, everything and everyone froze. Oh no, All Might said, almost to himself, barely louder than the hot, droning buzz of the laser beams caging them in. Adrenaline screamed uselessly through his motionless limbs, and his knees stung against the ground. You said stop.
I said stop,
Eraserhead gritted out, glaring down at him with something resembling unbridled hatred. All Might instantly wanted to apologize, but for once in his life there wasn't time. Around them, the scattered heroes were in an uproar, shouting over each other as they realized the extent of their sudden capture. The previously motionless security droids were the source of the impromptu cage of lasers, separating fighters as much as possible and offering no escape. All Might's heart smacked at his ribcage. This had been an audition, a project tour. It didn't make any sense. Nezu is out, All Might said, catching sight of a lump of suiting fabric and white fur on the mountain plateau with a stun spike jutting out, still crackling with excess charge. He swallowed hard. Shit, what is all this? He turned to Eraserhead, whose eyes were darting around them, half-naked body frozen in the two red-tinted square meters of dirt they could call their own.
It's a heist,
he said in low tones, brow furrowing in slicing concentration. Or at least, I think it is. There's an American superstition where if you see a black cat, it means bad luck, All Might said, pointedly under his breath. while not knowing which of them was really the bad omen at this point. It was dangerously dizzying just being next to Eraserhead in such close quarters, and he may have been speaking nonsense, but there wasn't much sense to be had here. He cleared his throat, reaching for any kind of context. I'm guessing I've crashed another case of yours, Eraserhead? This is a coincidence, Eraser said with a shake of his head. I was here to beg for money, but I had a bad feeling since I came in. There was too much chatter about this on the dark web, and Nezu's new supercomputer is an obvious target for anybody looking for either gear or a good price. Too much to resist, I guess. Fuckers. All Might realized he was staring, making it painfully obvious where his thoughts had stuck. Then Eraserhead glared back at him and snorted. They need physical combat teachers. I was auditioning. Not begging, the sharp glare said. And All Might turned his attention to the gaggle of uniformed technicians jogging towards them as a scratchy recording began to play over the half-installed USJ loudspeakers.
Stay where you are, and no harm will come to you.
Very soothing. Almost as soothing as watching those same technicians strip out of their uniforms to reveal all kinds of weapons strapped underneath. Definitely a heist, and with an emphasis on infiltration of the existing technology at the facility. So far, none of the villains on the ground floor seemed to realize they had accidentally snagged a far larger fish in their nets, caught up as they were in Phase 2. And All Might tried to keep his crested head low, even if he didn't have a hope of hiding his gargantuan form beyond maintaining his kneeling position. A teacher, All Might said with a wince, struggling to keep his head in the game with the tinny message repeating obnoxiously loud and the other hero so damn close. His body was vibrating terribly, and the thick red beams closing them in weren't helping. Never figured you for the type. Definitely not the dream, Eraserhead said shortly, then pointed. Across the hard-packed earth, almost at the base of the fountain in the middle of the facility, the ragtag villains had converged and seemed to be arguing over something, while unearthing shovels from a duffel bag with distant clanks. There, see? The target must be underground. This is way too clean to be a crime of opportunity. I thought I recognized some people, in a bad way, and I've been keeping watch the whole morning, but I wasn't expecting them to hijack the compound's own security droids. Eraserhead made a tisking noise behind his teeth. Not any more than I was expecting you to walk right into it, that is. The scorn in the young hero's voice was effortless and grating, and enough to make All Might ignore his own stupid mistake as they watched the villain's progress. Someone hit the unforgiving ground with a water quirk, softening the crusty surface, and the group began to claw downwards. Quickly, a metal rim glinted through the dirt, and the efforts were split between unearthing the structure further and trying to tug it up. Scuffling around it in a fervor and barking instructions over the recorded message. All Might bit back a curse, shifting his tingling weight from foot to foot, and trying to ignore the cagey muttering of the heroes stranded in the makeshift prison as they tried to reason a way out. They were so close, but even he could do nothing trapped like this. Invulnerability wasn't something he'd inherited, and the heat coming off those beams alone was enough to warn him away from trying anything rash. Even if there was enough room to execute a smash, the backdraft would likely push their fellow heroes directly into the lasers. All Might grit his teeth so hard they squeaked in his skull. Doesn't somebody here have a quirk with range? Something to knock those droids off track and let somebody slip close? Gunhead is out cold, and these are hand-to-hand combat specialists, mostly novices, Eraserhead answered, glancing over at him. That's not the kind of quirks UA was advertising for here. So, they had planned accordingly, All Might thought. Physical quirks, simple physical restraint. Smart. And he, the symbol of peace, with a talent far beyond the physical, had charged directly into a stupid Hail Mary of a trap that he practically sprung for them. It wasn't even intended for him, and the collapsing ramp was likely a poor, last-minute attempt to rope him into the fun. But he jumped right in anyway, because of the bait. The situation was so alien, it almost took Toshinori a moment to realize it. But he was compromised. The villains didn't know. They were probably still adapting to his mere presence. But if they did? The thought chilled him. And further still when he thought about what he would do if they threatened the scrappy hero next to him. The hero who clearly hated him, and the air he breathed. But whom he would still hold a bridge for until his very muscles snapped. God. But when could he be free of this chemical obsession? All Might cursed himself, curtailing the urge to slam his fist into something, down to a grotesque twitch of his muscles, breathing out sharply. Dust had hijacked his instincts the same way the villains had taken over the droids. It was a nasty situation, but there was one thing he could still avoid. All Might glanced around the prison of heroes, all pacing and fretting and muttering. The reality of their situation crunched down on him. No, he had to avoid it. Full stop. They couldn't do this. Not here. Not now. Which meant, he was starting to realize in the back of his mind, they might just have to. The second wave of villains arrived shortly, and there were a good few, All Might noted with some alarm. The whisper of his presence seemed to travel through the oncoming crowd much as it had for the fighters minutes earlier. There was pointing and mumbling as the group moved past, especially as some broke off to position themselves around the captured fighters. Their new guards stared blatantly, expressions ranging anywhere from confused to abject terror to glee. He heard his name more than once, and All Might winced and ducked his head, as if punishing him for his observations or his thoughts of hiding. The lasers shifted with a crackling sound and cut inwards, and he staggered in the small space left to them, skin flashing cold. Leaping to his feet and jerking to the side rather than be forced against a racer head and his bare skin, All Might overcorrected and hissed as a blinding red pain shot over the rise of his bicep, gasping and sucking in a mouth full of thick, burnt flesh smell. He clapped a hand over the burn. Fuck, he grit out, trembling to hold himself in place as his ears rang from the shock and pain. What the fuck are you doing? Eraser demanded in a whisper. You practically ran into that. Trying not to worsen a bad situation, All Might wheezed, hands shaking. He balled his fist in the torn fabric of his shirt and pressed, agony radiating from the sticky gash, and forced a grunt out of him. It hasn't been 4 weeks yet, and these are your peers. I know how strongly you feel about... You idiot! The only way we're getting out of this is together. The sheer roughness of his voice made Toshinori look over before he even understood the words, and he found himself transfixed by the look of determination on the young hero's pale face. Where others fretted or despaired, Eraserhead's steady gaze spoke of pure grit and cold calculation. They were cornered, yes, but that look said he was used to being cornered. We are helpless otherwise, and there's no telling what those villains want something like that computer for. They were able to pull off a heist like this. Do you want to wait around until they find a way to hold the entire city for ransom? The stakes are too high here, and you know that. When all Toshinori wanted to do was stare at him, Eraser thrust his hand out into the scant, painfully preserved space between them, teeth bared. I'm not going to let this shit stop me from doing my job. Are you? With that, the young hero grabbed his free hand with a slap of skin against skin, eyes wild with anger underneath his dark hair. All Might's heart nearly punched through his chest in that instant, as his fingers clamped over Eraser's. Desperate. The jolt of the dust reactivating cut through his body and instantly numbed the sting of his arm into a distant prickle. But it was nothing compared to the feeling of facing down such a steady will to fight, to continue against all odds for the greater good. The two mixed headily, and Toshinori was struck with the awful, cuttingly clear thought that he would never not be in love with this man. Little did he know he was right. He had never hated being right before. Now throw me, Eraser hissed at him, barely louder than the silky pressure in his ears. What? All Might whispered, at a loss. His huge hand was still locked around Eraser's, and it was all he could do. Stand upright in their terrible, primitive laser beam prison, and hold that warm hand. Throw me, he said, jerking his chin upwards. Through the gap in the lasers. Are you hearing yourself? He said, under his breath, searching Eraser's face for any visible sign of insanity. Maybe it was a new side effect of the dust he hadn't mentioned. There's no room for error. You saw what just brushing against those things did to me. You can do it, Eraserhead said without hesitation, and All Might nearly faltered on his feet. Emotion rushed through his body to have Eraser looking at him like that, clear-eyed and sincere, like he was a source of hope to him for the first time, and not a giant problem. As if knowing the sudden, hairy dissolution of his thoughts immediately, Eraserhead gave his hand a, comparatively, brutal squeeze. Listen to me, All Might. I know your head is fucked right now, but I need you to focus, because I don't want to fucking die, okay? I'm focusing, All Might promised, entirely unwilling to have anything to do with hurting him. The panic at the mere idea did a good deal to clear his mind, and he pinned himself on the hand in his, and the way his body, his strength, his mind could save it. Tell me what to do. I hung my capture weapon from the scaffolding earlier, and the hacker is one of those goons under the crane. I've been watching them, and the lights on their suit change in time with the laser positioning. It's not for certain, but getting out of here is a place to start. All Might glanced over his shoulder as subtly as he could. Indeed, there was a thin figure with a metallic sheen to their skin, sitting cross-legged beneath the depths of the crane, still dressed in a technician's uniform to the waist, but with several nodes on their wiry arms that pulsed with the same steady red as the lasers caging everyone in. They appeared to have their eyes closed and their head bowed in a facsimile of meditation, body floating slightly off the ground. Above the villain, strung limply through the overhang of the crane like a piece of floss, the infamous capture weapon dangled. All Might had never been so glad to see a tired piece of cloth. It makes sense. It must be an electric-type quirk, probably the one who started all this, or at least allowed control of the USJ's automated systems, All Might murmured through numb lips, as if from a distance, as he tried to do the math of such an extensive infiltration, and then gave up. In this state, it was safest to leave himself to Eraser, and he was a little too glad to do it, except for one last epiphany that hit him far too late. Wait, if this is a quirk, why haven't you erased him yet? You think I haven't fucking tried? There's something in the way, maybe the lasers themselves, I'm not sure. But if I knock him out, this whole thing is toast and we can actually fight back. He finished firm. No one is watching him. I'm the only one with a ranged weapon, and you're the only one who can do it quickly enough that he won't have time to react. Lucky it's us, then. It was all Might could think of. And how? I guess, Eraser said miserably, through his teeth. And even through the haze of the dust, the sentiment stung a little. The young hero glanced down. Is your arm good enough to do this? If you trust me, All Might said, swallowing with difficulty. It felt like begging for proof, after all they had been through. As if it would assure that he could actually do this dangerous thing, and not send this young hero to his death with his own hands. Get back on your knees, then. It was awful how the simple order made him catch his breath and tighten down to his toes. Apparently, Eraser trusted him. All Might didn't have to try. His knees gave, and he bent as subtly as possible, relying on Eraser to watch for anyone tracking them too closely. And he cupped his hands together in a makeshift step, eyes on the ground. The scuffed, dusty warmth of the younger hero's bare foot, flexing for purchase in his palm, was strangely complex and intimate, as were the careful breaths in his ear as Eraser leaned into him, both hands braced on his wide shoulders. So close, the pink tickled, breathing over his sweating skin in a delicious rush. The urge to lean in and fit his mouth into the curve of the younger hero's naked neck was palpable and sweet. But All Might rerouted the thoughts as best as he could. Eraser was very small like this. Small enough to fit through a gap in a laser field, hopefully. Then he could worry about fitting him in his arms and sinking his fingers into his hair and... 1. 2. A hard squeeze on his shoulder, and All Might wrenched himself upright with a snarled 3, catapulting Eraser's lean body upwards, with a fist in the back of his sweatpants and the heel of his palm under his foot, unable to help the shout as the sharp motion made his shoulder erupt in pain. Everyone looked. The heroes, the villains guarding them. Not at Eraser, but at him. All Might's own eyes were fixed skyward, breath lodged in his chest. Stretched as long and thin as possible, Eraser plunged through the red grid at blinding speeds, the lasers groaning threateningly as he passed. The moment his bare feet were free of it, All Might heard the snap of his capture weapon meeting skin, and he watched, pain momentarily forgotten but for the lump of fear in his throat, as the young hero hauled himself over the remainder of the laser web with the fluid strength of a silk rope dancer. Swinging in, Eraser caught the other end of his capture weapon like a pulley and slid down in one sharp motion. Before he even hit the ground, he cast a loop around the hacker villain's neck and pulled it tight with a zipping noise. Then yanked the villain across the distance between them and kicked him straight in the chest with an echoing clang. The villain's head snapped forward and the lasers died without a flicker, All Might's ears ringing in the sudden cacophony of the droids clattering to the ground. Clean air filled his lungs, free of the malicious sizzle of heat. It worked. They were free, and Eraser was safe. Eraser was also in a goddamn state, with one foot on the downed hacker villain's back, and his capture weapon looming and slithering through the air above him. His eyes flickered red, and he bared his teeth in a terrifying grin as he yelled, voice cracking, "Come on, you fuckheads! Get ready to hurt!" Regardless of who the fuckheads in question were, that was all the rallying cry the heroes needed. The chaos was instant and deafening as the fighters threw themselves at the villains who were previously guarding them, or beelined towards the excavators, ground shaking under weaponized, meticulously trained bodies of every shape and size. They were outnumbered 3-1, true, but that was where heroes shone. All Might joined them almost without thinking, of course, and to a trumpeting of glee from the assembled heroes. But there was a problem. A very large problem. And it was mostly this. It should have been easy, but it wasn't. Strategy was impossible. Toshinori's overpowered body was a repeating mousetrap, limited to responding to fists inches from his face and little else. What scant concentration he had left was devoted to controlling his strength, so he could avoid ending anyone's life. And even that was a paradoxically heinous effort. The mess left him picking off the more daring villains one by one, and still he could feel his body slowing as if the air were thickening, straining against the magnetic pull of the hero fighting further and further away from him. His eye caught relentlessly on every flare of Eraserhead's dark hair. All Might twisted to dodge another poor punch, only realizing he was panting when a weapon of some kind boxed his ear and his breath rattled in his head, close and harsh. He blinked, stinging sweat out of his eyes, wiping almost nervously and blocking a few blows only to look over the roiling crowd again, heart pounding in the anxiety of, "Where is he? Where is he?" Shit. Here he thought the antidote to dust was difficult, but fighting on it was a joke. It was enough to get you killed, he realized, and instantly knew that any number of heroes had woken to find their partner dead after a fight, victim of the same kind of piteous rashness that had him following Eraserhead like a lost dog. "Are you all right?" he demanded when they circled close enough again. He could see the young hero's brow was slicked with sweat, his bare shoulders heaving. "You know I'm not, so quit asking," Eraser growled, whipping around to send an unlucky villain sprawling with a foot in the sternum, and All Might slowed, staring at the graceful display, until he almost took a fist in the face. "You're not either, and people are starting to notice," Eraser continued at his back, echoing his fearful thoughts. You would have taken care of this in 3 seconds if you were in decent shape. Nonsense, All Might muttered, grimacing. I said, get your shit together. There's enough heroes to handle this on their own, Eraser said, then louder. All Might, we have to go. I can't, he confessed. Not yet. People are in danger, and this is my job, he wanted to say. But that miserable refusal was the only thing he could come up with above the strain of deep need to be valiant. Feeling helpless for what he suddenly couldn't do, even with the dust dragging at his body and mind. Eraser made a snarling noise, and All Might looked back to see him still fighting, fending off attackers with erratic, angry swipes of his capture weapon, guarding his back. Distracted as he was, All Might could see that the young pro's movements were getting sloppy and ragged at the edges, but the veteran hero was still locked into the ritual of defending, helpless in his own way. The thrall wasn't long in lasting. When Eraser, swaying on his feet, missed a villain ducking under his extended reins and took an uppercut so hard his body went slack, his capture weapon sloughing heavily to the earth, All Might found his world-famous speed. With a snap of muscles, the hot crackle of One For All breathing raw over his skin, he had the villain by the neck and 4 feet off the ground, his teeth bared. Go! Was all he could say, barely managing not to squeeze his fist closed over the thumping pulse with all the anger tightening his skin. He heard Eraser scramble up behind him, and he didn't throw the villain until he couldn't hear his footsteps anymore. Rage swept his senses like an acrid pink wildfire, a metallic taste sharpening the push of marzipan, and he plowed into the fray with uncommon fury. Free to use smashes and break the earth, it was the most he could say that he didn't kill anyone. He destabilized the villains and guarded Eraser's retreat for as long as he could physically bear it, then broke free and hauled his boiling body over the hard dirt floor and toward the only place that made any sense. Before, Toshinori fought to keep the pink tide at bay, but now he welcomed it as the pressure propelled him toward his other half and into the urban simulation area, gut crunching into a panicked soup as soon as he hit the concrete. The crumbling landscape of the city yawned to either side in alleyways and empty buildings, riddled with hiding places, and All Might frantically scanned every other floor of every building as he ran deeper, not knowing where he should start beyond following the candied tug in his chest. Knowing Eraser, as he limitedly did, Toshinori should have known to prioritize the alleyways, even the dumpsters. A few intersections deep, he heard heavy breathing and slid to a halt outside an alleyway, smacking into an overturned car to cut his momentum. The car rolled cacophonously, glass and plastic crunching. An alarm flashed through him as he peered into the half-dark. It was a body, bound, and it took a few more steps to recognize the broad, rough strips of Eraserhead's capture weapon. Panting audibly into the space between his drawn-up knees, the young hero was doubled over with his legs to his chest and his wrists bound with his own weapon, fabric straining and creaking sharply. His hands were immobilized in front of him, fingers twitching at the air. A muffled whimper pierced the fog of confusion, and All Might leapt forward and fell to his knee, only to freeze at an unexpected sound, the hurried slap of footsteps and voices. Nearby, too close, considering.
I mean, we finally get through all his self-righteous, too-cool-for-you ranting and get him to download PIN, and the first thing he does is send out a distress signal? Look, we were on campus anyway. I see it as luck.
I'll see it as luck as soon as I see him, Mike. Will you shut up and actually look with me? He can't be far. I think the dome is just fucking with the GPS.
Before All Might could move and impose his body in front of Eraser's, as a shield, the intruders rounded the corner and stumbled to a halt on the cracked concrete. Two licensed heroes, by the looks of it, both young and wrapped in leather and looking unaccountably shocked.
Holy crap, it's All Might!
He heard the young man gasp, knocking his angular green glasses down his nose before his mouth dropped open entirely. Not a good thing, judging by the chunky, audio-based piece of support machinery around his neck. The young woman grabbed his arm, her own eyes wide,
and he thrust his hands out in panic. Mr. All Might, sir, your radiance, I'm gonna have to ask you to step away from the mummy man. Shut up, Mike. It's too late for that. The woman snapped, shoving him hard enough that the hero's voice cut off with a faint squeal of feedback, and she ran forward, her long mane of black hair flying behind her. Kneeled as he was, with Eraser moderately safe and within arm's reach, the exhaustion of enduring had long begun to fold Toshinori in half. He watched uselessly, even plaintively, as the young woman ran up and dropped to her knees in front of Eraserhead, cupping his face. All Might's shoulder pulsed in pure pain, and his thoughts were fragmented, scattered by dust. They knew each other. They had to, the way they were speaking. Had Eraser really sent up a pin distress signal? He hated that app. Was he asking to be rescued from him? It's too late, he heard himself say, barely more than breath, watching her, yet without taking his everything off of Eraser. He triggered it first thing in the fight. Of course he did, idiot, the woman hissed, then glanced over him with clear wariness, as if her cool blue eyes weighted him back into his aching body. All Might was suddenly aware of how hard he was panting, the rich heat radiating from his bare arms, the threat he presented to her, to anyone in this damn state. I'm guessing it wasn't a short fight then. Oh, dude, he looks bad, like hugely bad. The voice hero whined behind his hand, scuffling his feet on the concrete and hugging his chest and cringing away as the young woman spoke softly to Eraser, physically checking him. Toshinori's aching gut hitched to hear Eraser babbling at her in between wrenching breaths, grabbing at every part of her he could reach as she freed him from his own capture weapon with deft hands. Who are you? All Might forced out, torn between threat and help. We're his friends, the young man said, clearing his throat and pointing between them. Midnight, present Mike. We know what's up, and we're here to get Eraser out of this. And you too, sir. Out is relative, the young woman said over Eraser's head, tucked under her chin, voice hard. She gestured out of the alley, to the rest of the urban area. There's plenty of cover here, plus us. Eraser's burning up. We don't have time for anything else. Right, so Operation 7 Minutes in Heaven is a go, present Mike said, snapping his fingers and dropping to his haunches with a squeak of fabric. All far too close and loud for All Might's raw nerves. A cloying, spicy cologne filled his nose, and he coughed. Okay, big guy, here's what we're gonna do. Hellishly awkward specifics aside, this is a simple incapacitation relocation. We're gonna do our damnedest to get you and Eraser here, somewhere safe and covered, which is gonna be cake in this place, and then we're gonna run interference until this blows over. Even in the shade of the alleyway, All Might could see the young hero's face turn a painful pink over the brushed steel of his support gear. However it goes, he said in a grating whisper, fretfully adjusting his huge headphones and leaning even closer, conspiratorial. You do know how this goes, don't ya? Intimately, Toshinori grit out. The hero known as Present Mike stared, and then erupted with a shrill, ha! That blew All Might's hair flat and felt like being slapped in the face, making him bare his teeth. The young hero clasped his hands over his mouth. Sorry, I laugh when I'm terrified. Present Mike glanced behind him, then rose to his feet and patted hurriedly at his shoulders. Come on, we got a boogie. Down the alley, Midnight scooted Eraserhead into her arms and hauled him up against her chest with only a small grunt, an astounding sight to pair with 5-inch heels. Wait, All Might said urgently, suddenly painfully alert and reaching towards them. Him, please, miss, I'm sure I can. Midnight fixed him with a glare, stopping his voice in his throat. All Might-sama, with all due respect, we know dust better than you. You waited too long, and if you touch him with more than a pinky finger, things are going to get worse by degrees. So follow me. Not waiting for an answer, Midnight cut a wide path around them and took off, jogging with Eraserhead curled into her shoulder, her heels cracking against the ground. Present Mike jumped to his feet and whistled at him, waving him forward. And All Might just followed, trying to focus on his own footsteps, which were pounding through his jelly-like joints. He wasn't aware he had his hand clasped automatically over his groin until he felt a light flick on his arm.
"Tuck it up, dude,"
Present Mike whispered, clearly unnerved.
"Nobody's looking."
But All Might wasn't paying attention, because over the rise of Midnight's shoulder, Eraser was fixing him with a glassy glare under the hair matted to his forehead, speaking in short, gut-wrenching fragments as they ran.
"That's what it took. That's actually what it took to make you leave, asshole."
All Might's heart dropped as Eraser tried to drag himself upright, gasping with the effort and pushing Midnight's hair out of the way with a hateful sound, looking like he wanted to crawl over her shoulder just to get his hands around his neck.
"I can't believe you. You knew it was the right thing to do, and you didn't. Couldn't. You're fucking us. All of us. You're making us lazy, thinking you'll always be there, and you won't. You fucking won't. And then where will we be? Is this for you or for us? Which is it, you self-indulgent, arrogant prick? You fucking..."
Eraserhead's voice cut off with a grunt as Midnight jostled him sharply, pressing his face into her thick hair and glancing back over her shoulder.
"I'm sorry. He's rambling,"
she said, voice airless. Her pretty face was pinched as she continued running.
"He rambles. He's an angry drunk, too, if it matters."
All Might didn't respond, partially because Present Mike stopped them all and rushed forward to point out an enormous SUV, but mostly due to the dread mounting in his raw heart as Eraserhead's words and anger sank into him. He felt unspeakably exposed, suddenly endangered in a way beyond the physical, and all he could do was stare at the bent, tangled head of hair over Midnight's shoulder and hope it wasn't all true. The two uncompromised heroes were deep in discussing the big red SUV, the loud man yanking fruitlessly at the back doors. Midnight quickly kicked at his leg, gesturing, and then rolled Eraserhead into her friend's arms. Present Mike groaned audibly, knees buckling, and she rolled her eyes at him and cast around for something that didn't seem to be forthcoming. She ended up in a stunningly smooth display of resourcefulness, unpicking the stitching of her corset and sliding out a thin piece of metal boning. Using the vise of the door, she bent it at the tip and promptly wedged it into the seam between the car window and its frame, jacking up and down and feeling around with deep concentration, until she noticed All Might staring at her, more out of a dire need for distraction from physical pain than anything else.
This isn't a skill I use all the time. If Mike shattered the windows, it wouldn't..."
she mumbled, as she continued to stab around for the locking mechanism, clearly flustered. But All Might just shook his head, leaning against a nearby car and trying to control his breathing. He palmed at his dripping neck with a shudder, closing his eyes and trying to ignore the heat and heaviness of his erection trapped against his belly. It was starting to hurt. There wasn't that much that didn't hurt at this point, with all the sweat seeping into his fresh burn and the pounding in his head and...
Guys?
Present Mike's voice was barely a squeak.
"He's, little help here, please."
"Got it," Midnight crowed as the lock audibly clicked free, then gasped.
"What? Oh, hell, Eraser!"
All Might looked over, scrambling and straining to get closer, even as he was practically on top of him. Eraser was grabbing at his friend's face and trying to kiss him. He had mostly succeeded in dislodging Present Mike's gaudy headphones, and the other hero leaned away as much as the death grip would allow, his face twisted with more grimace than grin.
"Hey, Eraser, you're gonna make it! We got you! It was fun that one time, buddy, but I don't think I'm what you need right now, okay?"
Mike reasoned in low, desperate tones, then groaned as Eraser caught his face and bruised his lips in a violently deep kiss, leaving him sputtering and red with his glasses askew.
Namuri?
Midnight dashed over and reached for Eraser, hissing something about code names as she attempted to bundle the suddenly struggling hero back against her ample chest. Eraser clawed at Present Mike with a shout, and then turned his fury on his new captor as he was yanked away, scrabbling at the arm that pinned him and tearing Midnight's thin bodysuit with a jerk of his fist. Midnight cursed,
"Mike, patch me!"
Barely extricated from Eraserhead's clutches, Mike readily leapt up and clapped a hand over the tear, clearly holding his breath with his free hand jammed in her utility belt pockets. The sudden chaos was overwhelming, but seeing the three of them struggling, arms and fists tangling together like a puzzle, something clicked for All Might. "Wait," he said suddenly, pointing at the young woman in the middle of it all. The slender half-moon on her belt finally made sense. "Miss Midnight, graduated from UA. I know your quirk. I've heard about it."
You know my... Oh," she said with a hiccup, cheeks flushing with the recognition and the struggle of continuing to contain Eraser, once more feral with present Mike within arm's reach.
"God, okay?
Why can't you use it to put us to sleep?" he asked, his heart pounding with the sudden insight. His body was a mess and getting worse every second, but his soul wasn't so bruised that he couldn't feel hope. "That way, we can avoid all this. It seems like the simplest solution."
But Midnight's head bowed, and Mike grimaced over his shoulder as he finished smoothing a patch over the rip in her sleeve, all the while looking singularly helpless.
"She tried that once," he said quietly, then bit his lip and glanced at his companion, unable to go further.
So Midnight filled in, voice strict and cold.
"I tried it, and I put my friend in the hospital. He went under, overheated, and started seizing, and I can't reverse my quirk once triggered. When your body gets above a certain temperature, it basically fries in short circuits, causing febrile seizures. They happen anyway, if you go long enough and pass out. But we didn't know that then. Being asleep definitely doesn't stop the dust from overclocking your body," she said, with a shake of her head, looking purely grieved for a moment under the shadow of her dark, feathery bangs. "So no, I'm sorry, sir. It's not an option."
Hopes dashed. All Might watched the young hero firmly resettle Eraser against her chest, face downturned, and crawl into the back seat of the car with him. It scoured his insides to think about how much these heroes had gone through under the pressure of a drug that no one was talking about. To know everything that could go wrong, to have your options sheared so close to the bone, it meant that many had suffered on the way there. That kind of knowledge came with a heavy price, and that wasn't considering those that had likely died under the influence. Just outside the car, present Mike rocked anxiously onto the tips of his boots again and again. All Might had to ease down and sit himself on the ground, holding his head steady in his hands as his body pounded relentlessly. With every breath, the pink tightened maliciously, vice-like, around his very bones, in a way that was terribly new, the way scavengers pulled at old bones until they splintered. It even seemed an appropriate prelude to losing consciousness and seizing, which only made him think about what Eraserhead was going through, and he hurt all over again.
"It'll be a tight fit, but I think you're good," came Midnight's voice as her long legs reappeared one by one. She stepped back and wiped her brow, face crumpled in exhaustion and worry, and Mike motioned him into the back of the car.
"Sorry, All Might-sama, we didn't even bring our D-packs. Thought this was going to be a..." He hesitated, then jerked his head to the side. "Civilized kind of event, I guess."
"It's fine. I just appreciate your help," he managed, a rote bit of politeness with every other thought process turned to ash. Blinking heavily, breathing into his hand, All Might felt for his feet on the ground as he staggered upright, with one hand on the car for leverage. The huge vehicle groaned under his weight as he rose, painfully aware of the heavy cling of his t-shirt glued to his chest with his own sweat. His head swam viciously.
"You're not looking too good, sir. You better,
The young man swallowed audibly, backing up and looking between him and the inside of the car, where All Might could only imagine Eraser curled into a ball. His heart torqued at the thought, and his overheated skin flared in the direst hunger, the friction of the two urges nearly sickening him. But he struggled forward. Present Mike looked up as he approached and seemed to take in all 7 feet of him, his eyes widening abruptly behind his glasses.
"Please," he blurted out, "just don't..."
"We know you won't hurt him," Midnight said tensely, purposefully. She held his eyes as
she took Present Mike's shoulder. It took a moment, but her friend nodded, noticeably pale. "You have my word," Toshinori said, terrified at how distant his voice sounded. He glanced to the side as he put a foot in the car, and it groaned on its axles. Far away, towards the center of the compound, a muffled explosion sounded and rattled the loose concrete chips on the ground. "Please, just make sure."
"We'll make sure nobody finds you,"
All Might said with a nod, then shared another look with her friend.
"And bring new clothes."
With that, Present Mike gave him one last reluctant glance before backing up and scuffing his boots against the ground. The silence stretched between them for a tense moment, somehow obscene with the car door open and two heroes standing there, waiting and guarding as much as they could with nothing but dire worry on their faces.
"You just make sure he comes first," was the last thing Midnight said as he ducked inside, and it sounded like a threat.
There was nothing else All Might could do but crawl into the back seat of the car, jolting slightly when the door shut behind him. He briefly tried to listen for Eraserhead's friends talking, but the interior of the car was all shadow and the scraping sound of his own breath, the seat squeaking obnoxiously under his knees. It wasn't pleasant. He wasn't claustrophobic, but most cars also weren't made for him, and even in a roomy SUV, his shoulders knocked against the seat backs on either side, his bangs sliding along the roof. He forgot all about it when he saw Eraser wedged into the well of the car seat, as far back as humanly possible, with his head on his knees and his hands clenched into his dark hair. Holding his breath, All Might leaned down and put a hand on Eraserhead's bare shoulder, and grunted as two palms connected with his chest and knocked him flat. All Might's head hit the window with a sharp crack, but he hardly felt it for the way Eraser's muscled legs locked around his hips and the instant ecstasy of his swollen cock jammed against Eraser's ass, forcing his mouth open. He barely groaned, but Eraser's tongue pushed over his lips with a hungry exhalation, and they were kissing hard enough to bruise, yanking at each other with every limb. It felt like his first clean breath since their hands touched, and All Might drank it in with a painful greed, kissing as if to consume him. He cupped his hands over Eraser's hard ass and hiked him closer, harder against his cock. The shock of the physical contact rippled over his damp skin, raising every hair with a luscious shiver, and the small enclosed space was suddenly very hot and very, very pink. Strange how an uncontrollably violent desire to fuck the daylights out of someone could have such a playful hue. "Eraser," he forced out between hot, desperate slips of tongue. But the younger hero bucked against him, and his mind simply went offline at the hard heat rutting against his belly, barely disguised by Eraser's jersey workout pants. As he lay there and simply held and kissed back, paralyzed by want, Eraser struggled upright, just enough to anchor both fists in his thin, soaking t-shirt, and halved it with a grunt of deep effort, his teeth glinting in the half-dark. It shredded, and Eraser bent and took a gluttonous, groaning mouthful of his chest, and grabbed his rigid cock in the same movement, fingers and tongue swirling and pulling. Conditioned by very real memories of overenthusiastic fans, All Might gasped and automatically grabbed at the fragments of his shirt, and then at one of the hero's bare arms, lifting him up and away as much as the back seat allowed. "Whoa, hey now!" It was little more than a gasp, the farthest from a true reprimand, but All Might was still floored by the way the younger hero just shoved into the hold, growling. He didn't even let go of what he had, but squeezed the girth of his cock through his pants punishingly hard with a feral, unhinged grin, and heat instantly gushed up All Might's muscled body. He groaned and shook his head and tried to pull himself together, thinking he might be in an exorbitant amount of trouble if the burden of being the responsible one wasn't the only thing in his lap. "Eraserhead, are you all..." "Shut up," Eraserhead ordered from chest level, voice hoarse and dark eyes wild under the sweaty cling of his hair. "Shut up and fuck me." "Absolutely not," he said immediately, grabbing for the hero's other wrist, to get that hand off his aching cock so he could finish a damn thought. But Eraser squirmed, dodging him. Fuck me, you want to, he hissed, shoving his hand into his waistband and pulling down, trying to strip him, even as the taffied yank of the fabric over his groin sent another hot jolt of lust through his gut, strong enough that All Might nearly dropped him. It's not safe, he grit out, finally managing to get his fingers around the hero's other wrist, even as his mouth went painfully dry at the thought. Was Toshinori telling him or begging? It was hard to tell, as slain as he was by a man a fraction of his size. Being a hero isn't a safe job. I know what I signed up for. Eraser countered with another ghoulish grin, using the leverage of All Might's grip on him to expertly grind his ass over the bulge of his cock, exhaling and arching. This time, All Might's fingers sprang loose instantly, a deep groan filtering out of his clenched teeth. Freed, his personal problem just fell against him with a relish, locking his arms around his thick neck and licking a wet stripe behind his ear. Please, he whispered against his hot throat. Eraser's fingers pushed low, tangling in the fabric of All Might's jersey pants and circling the dripping head of his cock, smearing and grabbing. Please. Toshinori threw his head back against the window and whined, choking on the painfully precise sensation and pushing his cock into that hand, leaving him panting raggedly as Eraserhead writhed against him with equal desperation, like he could burn through the clothes separating them with friction alone. Please, All Might. Eraserhead's moan was pitchy, verging on delirious. I'm such a big fucking fan. I'll do anything you want. Anything. Dear God, no. He gasped, covering his face with his hand, even as his hips twitched and he pulled Eraserhead's sweatpants lower on his hips, desperate to feel the raw hardness of the younger hero's cock sliding against his bare skin. Don't say that. Please, I can't. You know I can't. This isn't you. Please, Eraser. He was begging now, and it was all he could do. If he weren't so hyper-focused on every single twitch of the man straddling him, he would have ruminated at length on the ways dust warped victims' personalities in a singular drive to relieve the pain and pressure, if too long elapsed between triggering and culmination. And that this situation was squarely his fault due to his selfish inability to detach from any situation where he might be needed. But then Eraserhead pulled back suddenly, and the pressure shifted, and his rational mind was once again gone in a puff of sweet-smelling smoke and blinding physical need. Then suck my dick, Eraser demanded, inches from his face, startling the older hero as much from the command as the jarring mood switch. Oh, I wouldn't, All Might wiped his dripping face and fairly melted from confusion, and an entirely new kind of want banging around in his gut. He scrabbled for words. I don't know if now would be the time to learn. Then what fucking good are you? Eraserhead cut him off and struck his bare chest with a forearm, teeth bared again. The impact barely made it through the haze of dust or the protective buzz of One For All. A dull thump was the only thing All Might heard or felt, and the basic indifference must have shown on his face. Shouting in frustration, the young hero laid into him with a hateful quickness, punching him up against the car door with every bit of strength he could muster, every movement flinging off sweat. The blows didn't shake All Might for a moment, but the violence of the young man's limbs made the back seat of the car insanely small and bitter, and it triggered something unforgiving in Toshinori's basic instincts, rubbing on the nerves already inflamed by the battle and the eons it took to touch and kiss his unfortunate companion. He wanted to get angry, and the hot, nasty feeling only spiked when Eraserhead grabbed the remnants of his shirt, yanking. You have to help me, idiot! He yelled, seething, pulling and tearing the fabric further, and causing the collar to cut into the back of his flushed neck. You did this! You need to calm down, All Might said, and his deep voice finally sounded like his own. With as much gentleness as he could muster, with his hands shaking, All Might caught Eraser's slippery wrists and locked them behind his back. But the feral young hero just leaned into it again, writhing impossibly closer and pushing the hard line of his erection against his bare stomach again. The friction made All Might's breath catch horribly, and it left his scalding body in a low, helpless moan. "You know how to calm me down, asshole," Eraser growled into his ear. "Give me your fucking cock. I can feel how hard you are. You've been dying to fuck me from day one, and I need it. I need you. Please." "But we don't need lube. Just do it." That was an incredibly false statement that may have made the difference between All Might caving or not. With Eraserhead whining and haphazardly bunting into his shoulder like he couldn't be close enough, panting and bucking against his hands. "I told you no," Toshinori forced out, pulling Eraser away, who immediately started yanking against his hands in rage. "God, what is wrong with you? You want to choke me with your fucking cock again? Is that what it's going to take? Do it. I said do it." "Again?" The panicked thought darted across his mind, but Eraser was trying to free himself with renewed fury, thrashing hard enough to dislocate his own shoulder. All Might had no choice but to contain him, and pressed him to his chest with his arm as firmly as he dared, shuddering at the slide of bare skin between them, the way it made his aching shaft strain up into him. Undaunted, Eraserhead immediately strained forward and bit his neck as hard as humanly possible, actually growling around the skin in his teeth. The problem was twofold: the insult and the flare of arousal over his neck and chest that made Toshinori obscenely aware of the scratch of his tattered shirt over his nipples. All Might groaned, discovering new things about himself every moment, and feeling very disappointed in those things overall. "You bit me," he grit out without thinking, resisting the urge to put a hand to the stinging skin, and thus unleash the lusty terror in his lap. "You're like a feral cat." As if to prove it, the young hero shoved his head against his jaw, rubbing and kissing messily at his neck as if to mend the offense. Dumb with want, every new touch short-circuiting his poor mind, All Might buried his face in Eraser's dark tangle of hair and compulsively inhaled this kind of precious closeness, smelling sweat and marzipan and a bland green shampoo smell, faded beneath the bitter skunk of cigarettes. Then Eraser began to shake against him so hard, the older hero thought he must be laughing. But that was before the younger hero made a sound far too close to a sob. "Please," Eraser moaned reedily, whining through his teeth with a cheek against his shoulder. "All Might, I'm fucking begging you, it hurts." The agony in his voice was palpable. He was smaller, more vulnerable to the pain of delay. No more time for uncertainty or bargaining. All Might panicked, not realizing how out of control he was until he clumsily worked Eraser's sweatpants down over the rise of his ass and ripped them clean in half with a sharp noise. Strength not in check, not a good time to try anything complicated with his hands, and the absolute worst situation for it. His options on how to relieve his fellow hero's agony were dwindling by the second, and his skin flared dangerously hot when the pants tore further, and Eraserhead writhed into his grip with a greedy exhalation. "Fingers, fucking anything, do it now!" Fumbling following orders, All Might hoisted Eraserhead higher on his chest and spread his legs as far as the shred of his sweatpants would allow. The torture of having someone he so desired splayed like this, begging, was so wrenching that he had to push his fingers into Eraserhead's mouth instead of his own, his trapped cock flexing violently to see the younger hero instantly suck up to the knuckles with no hesitation, eyes tinged red, his tongue tangled with his fingers, hectic and hot, and All Might had to force himself to pull away. Spit dripped down Eraserhead's chin, and the younger hero flung his head down onto his chest, groaning. Do it, fucking do it. I'm sorry, I'm awful, but I can't think. His voice pitched upward at the end, like a sob, and All Might's heart hurt even worse than his body. Gritting his teeth, he braced his feet against the opposite car door and pushed himself more upright, physically lifting Eraserhead and setting him on his knees. The younger hero dipped with another piteous noise, suddenly hanging bonelessly from his grip. but All Might tugged up and held him there with a curt shake. He wasn't able to speak with Eraserhead so decadently, horribly naked in front of him, his sculpted belly fluttering with every gasp, his cock ruddy and dripping. But that just meant he could hear what the young hero was whispering under his breath, hoarse and nonstop. I'll do anything, please. I'll tell you my name. I'll tell you everything you want. Just please. I love you. Please. Please. Horror scalding his insides, Toshinori reached beneath him and up, pushing his slippery fingertips along the cleft of his cheeks. He smeared what he could of the spit before working a finger into the pucker of his ass, holding his breath when Eraserhead yelped and shook violently, then pushed into it. This is the most I can do with my hands without hurting you, and I'm not going to hurt you, All Might promised, swore when he was two fingers in and two knuckles deep and painfully aware of how tight and sticky the younger hero's ass was around his fingers. I'm sorry I let it get this far. Tell me what to do to help you, he whispered quickly, scrubbing his thumb over the wrists he had pinned, like the small bit of gentleness mattered in the face of every way he'd already brutalized the younger hero through negligence. I just want to get you out of this, Eraser, please. Curl your fingers, Eraser choked out when he found his breath, dark lashes fluttering. When he did, the younger hero arched back with a guttural hiss, his hips twitching. Pinned, caught inside him, All Might watched the knob of Eraser's Adam's apple slide up and down in his pale throat so he wouldn't stare at his swollen cock flexing below. Then, move! Finding any kind of rhythm was difficult, but in a few moments Eraser was panting and riding his hand. Toshinori pulsed his hand as hard as he dared, burying his fingers to the hilt and rubbing into him, his body numbed to everything but his slick fingers messily fucking the person he'd dreamt of for weeks, with his cock raw between his thighs. Toshinori didn't realize he was biting his lip until Eraser rocked hard onto his fingers and moaned so desperately that his entire body spasmed and clamped down and blood ran down his chin. Eraser's hard breaths were scraping against his face, and All Might craned up and kissed him to distract them both from their untouched cocks. Breathless, he kissed Eraser like an apology, trying to funnel all the suffocating feeling of his body into the crashing of their mouths, sweet but bitter with blood. Burying his face into the crook of the young pro's neck, he thought he would die long before Eraser came. The vicious urge to throw him flat, to spread his legs and shove his throbbing cock into the slick ass pulling so greedily at his fingers was deafening, so strong he was having trouble breathing. He wanted it. He said so. He begged for it. Haven't you been waiting for him to beg you? You have what he wants. Just give it to him. But this wasn't Eraser. This was a desperate man in pain. It wasn't true in any sense. This was torture and had nothing to do with want or intimacy. Still, the dust pushed, promised and lied and lured, reaching into his deepest weaknesses and squeezing. Imagine him coming on your dick so hard he cries. Maybe he'll fall in love with you if you break him in half right. Let me go, Eraserhead hissed above him, too close. I'm not, All Might began, hard and automatic, too consumed in denying the brutal urges even to hear what he said. You're not gonna fuck me and I'm not gonna ask you. I need my hand. I'm so fucking close. Eraser grit out, then sucked in a sharp breath. Please, I don't want to pass out. It was plaintive, even childish, and All Might immediately released his grip on his wrists. All in one motion, Eraser reached for him, and All Might pulled him close, and they locked together, an arm hooking around his neck and his hand tangling in Eraserhead's hair. Toshinori frantically kissed his temple as Eraserhead gasped and strained against him, heart pounding, murmuring nonsense, echoes of who he was before. It's all right, my love. I'm here. It's all right. The word passed his lips and was instantly lost in the sounds of struggle as Eraserhead fought tooth and nail to orgasm, gone as if never said. Sweat dripped off his chin as Eraser pumped his cock in the space between them, whimpering and cursing in turns. He strained between thick fingers, stuffing his ass and the fist around his swollen cock, until he arched and groaned and All Might felt his long body tighten piteously. Biting into the remnants of his shirt to muffle his shout, Eraserhead pushed down and forced his fingers into the knuckle as cum spattered All Might's bare stomach, hot and silky and heavy. Eraserhead jerked once and collapsed, breathing so quickly it tore at his throat and caused him to collapse in coughs. "Oh God, oh fuck, thank you, thank you so much," he blurted out, limbs shaking as he drew his arms around his shoulders. And All Might compulsively held him close, drinking in everything about the moment with his fingers still deep in the younger hero's body. He was surprised, devastated, that he didn't come when Eraser did just from the shared release. His vision sparkling at the edges, hardly able to comprehend existing past that hard-won goal, and the terror of the alternative. The pain and panic dropped the instant he came, definitely, but All Might was still sure in that moment that if Eraser got more than an arm's length away from him, he would die. So when the younger hero shifted as if to rise, All Might freed his hand but held on, a hoarse sound escaping him. "Shit," he heard Eraser say, then felt pushing at his arms. "Are you okay?" "You know I'm not, so quit asking," passed his mind, angry and delirious. "I don't know what I am," he managed to say after a moment, forcing himself to unwind his arms from the younger hero. He fell back, head upturned against the cool surface of the window. Eraser's weight on his cock was paralyzing, and his fingers were sore. Besides, in a horrific amount of pain. "Are your bones burning?" He nodded, as if he had needed help placing the exact sensation of the agony instead of just enduring it. "Yeah, sounds right. I've got you," Eraser said, hoarse but firm, and All Might's heart gave a little jump at what sounded like kindness. Or just professional courtesy. "Just don't pass out." All Might felt his pants being yanked off, and he struggled briefly in the small space, claustrophobia joining the pain in his fractured body. He kept his eyes shut, drawing in a shuddering breath when he felt his swollen cock hit the air and flex hard, sending painful sparks down his naked thighs. His injured shoulder stung, smashed against the back seat. "I'm gonna suck your cock. That okay with you?" "Yes, please." He groaned, shaking his head as if to dissipate the instant jolt of desire and accompanying agony. All Might arched against the sticky car seat, which squeaked and pulled painfully at his bare skin, and abruptly wanted to rip the car around them in half, just for one breath of fresh air. "Anything, please. Thank you for asking, but please." He couldn't look, but the instant Eraser's wet mouth closed over the head of his cock, it was as if coolant flooded his bones, causing him to groan roughly in relief. The pleasure was paralyzing, but when Eraser sank down over his cock in earnest, sucking, All Might had to reach up and dig his hands into the car ceiling with a wretched snarling noise. The metal squeaked and the velvet pressure disappeared from his dick, and he whimpered at the loss even as he clawed his fingers deeper, warping the frame of the car with a twitch of his biceps. "Try not to rip the roof off," was all Eraser said, and returned to destroying him. He hung there from the roof, and tried to hold himself still as Eraser's hot mouth worked around his cock, his thighs shaking to either side of the younger hero, moored between them. Suddenly, the pleasure was too much, and All Might's hips twitched roughly. He felt his cock shove deep, too deep, and Eraser choked around him with a wet clicking noise. Panic crashed with the ecstatic feeling of the other hero's throat tightening around his swollen shaft, and All Might pulled away, against the door, kicking a foot out underneath them. "I'm sorry," he blurted out, barely words. "Please, I don't want to—" "God, I don't care. This isn't the time for manners. Will you just hold still?" Eraser's hands dug into his hips in an effort to pin him in place, and All Might opened his eyes just in time to see the younger hero shove his cock into his mouth again, lips forced wide around his straining shaft and cheeks flushed. Pleasure slammed into him again, and he bit his lip as Eraser pulled at his cock at a frantic pace, sucking noisily at his raw head and breaking to breathe only slightly harder than All Might, who was shaking and straining in the small back seat. Suddenly, perversely, he was battling not to thrust into Eraser's perfect mouth, because it was so easy to imagine choking him into silence, ramming his mouth down to the base of his cock and holding him there. Too close. Too real. Toshinori could feel the delicious pressure of being swallowed down to the hilt, the thick satisfaction of taking, and seeing the tears webbing the younger hero's dark, twitching eyelashes. And All Might shuddered convulsively against the sticky seat of the car. He struggled away from the urge, as if out of a nightmare, as he felt his climax approach like the heat of the lasers, skin flashing white in warning. Panting, he let Eraserhead suck at him for a few more groaning seconds before he bent and grabbed his hair and pulled him off his cock. He squeezed his fist over his stinging electric slit as hard as he could until the agony broke and he came soundlessly, thrusting into his own hand as cum shot out over his heaving chest, pulling with his calloused fingers until the pleasure turned into burning pain. He let go of himself and Eraser, who was hanging by his hair, and fell back against the window with another crack of his head, shoulders heaving. The small space spun around him, and suddenly he was so tired that death would be a blessing. Welcomed. Was he already dead? Had they not made it in time? Everything hurt. Oh my God. Oh my God. He panted over and over. He glanced down, wincing, barely able to see for the sparks in his eyes. Eraser? Here. Came the groan, and he felt wet hair hit his bare leg. A pat on his hip. We made it. Good. He whispered empty. I think. He never had a victory feel so very bad. Below him, Eraser snorted. The closed car was silent except for their slowing breaths. It was too hot, the windows fogged on every side, and the air thick and rank with sex. But it was all Toshinori could do to lay there and allow his body to piece itself back together. His own release slathered his bare chest and dripped down his sides, but he couldn't address it just yet. He hurt too badly, and every moment free from the suffocating pink push was a moment he worried about the young man draped over his leg. After a little while, Eraser resettled himself and stretched out with a painful noise, resting his cheek on his bare hip. All Might hesitated intensely before he reached down and put a hand in Eraser's hair, trailing his fingertips along the place he'd grabbed as if in apology. The young hero just hummed, allowing it. A second later, and Eraser gave a groaning sigh and cursed to himself. "You have good friends," All Might said softly, staring up at the roof and his fingerprints. "Wish they didn't have to be so good," Eraser muttered. All Might looked down at him, and he shrugged, a strange thing to see from someone laying down. "Hard to be friends with me. I'm a pain in the ass." All Might thought of saying something flattering and empty, but couldn't. "You might be," he allowed, then remembered the hand-shaped gouges in the ceiling and his anxiety spiked. "Speaking of, are you? How is your..." "Fine." "Oh, good." They returned to silence and stillness for a moment, a facsimile of a truce. Then All Might spoke up before he could be a coward. "I hurt you during the prison break in Hosu." The urges weren't just that. They were memories. They were too clear, too raw for anything else. He explicitly remembered the feeling of Eraser's long hair tangled in his fingers, the hero's full weight dragging at his arm and his fist at the base of his skull as he pushed, and All Might's breath hitched, not at all conscious enough to experience the caustic shame ravaging his insides weeks too late. Otherwise, he might have died on the spot. His eyes prickled sharply, and he closed them, biting his split lip and holding on to the instant sting of it. Overcome. "Yeah," Eraser said in dull tones, then held his breath for a moment and let it out in a gusty groan. "Can we not talk about this now? Or ever?" "I wish I'd known there was something to talk about," All Might said, voice thick, but Eraser just snorted. "You still don't get it," he muttered. All Might waited, and after a moment he felt a racer jolt against him. Another shrug. Look, my friends aren't just good. They're the only thing I have. And since Dust showed up, we can't trust each other. We can't even trust ourselves. But that's how things are right now. So yeah, you fucked me up. You could have killed me, easily. And tomorrow I might do the same to them. That's what this shit does. It makes us use each other and hurt the only real chance we have of surviving. Eraser paused long enough that All Might struggled to find something to say. Some empty assurance against the fearful chasm of his living conditions. But then he continued, voice rough with feeling. This is a special episode for you, but this is my everyday. We live in fear just trying to do our jobs, which are already dangerous enough. The shit that I've had to do, and with strangers? Eraser trailed off, then sighed. All Might felt him shake his head, or maybe nose into the skin of his bare hip, warm and close. I'm so fucking tired. We won't survive like this, and nobody cares about Dust or about us. Nobody. And that's why we need you. Far away, a hand slid over Toshinori's, tangling with his fingers, and he clasped it. I know I gave you shit. I know I didn't make this easy, and as soon as this month passes, you'd be better off forgetting everything beyond whatever makes it onto the police chief's desk. But I'm asking you, please help. He murmured, so tired and quiet and drained of all the anger Toshinori made up the young hero's very core of being. What was left of him was dangerously still, his clammy cheek against his hip and his eyes closed. Please, All Might, I need your help and I'm not going to get much further without it. I know I won't. Me or anybody I care about. And I don't want to lose them to this. Not to this. Toshinori held his hand as gently as he could, soundly destroyed by the exhaustion and hopelessness in Eraser's voice and every danger he faced. I'm sorry, he grit out, his eyes burned in earnest, shame and frustration welling in his chest. That I didn't know. I don't need your apologies, Eraser retorted. He sat up with a grunt of effort and leaned against the opposite door, tangling their legs. He was silhouetted against the thin light outside the fogged window, and All Might thought he saw two pinpricks of red in the hunched shadow. I need you to make them apologize. I need you to make sure they will never do this again, never dream of preying on heroes like this, because they know they won't get away with it. Because you are here. I will, he promised, fierce, aching with feeling. He had to reach out his hand, palm up, in an echo of how the young hero had braved the Dust to reach out to him, to save the day together. Eraserhead visibly hesitated, and All Might was certain he made a mistake. Instantly terrified he had misunderstood some finer point about the refractory period for a sneeze, or simply expected too much of what had begun as professional courtesy. Until the younger hero clasped it firmly and pulled him upright. Come on, let's get out of this fucking cum dumpster. I need some fresh air and a cigarette. In bits and pieces, the two heroes pulled themselves together and clambered out of the car. All Might pulled in a deep, shockingly clean breath as soon as he was free and upright on shaking legs, adjusting his jogging pants. But Eraserhead stopped short, huddling in the doorway with his bare legs bent and holding the shredded remnants of his sweatpants to his front while the rest hung around his ankles. He wasn't going anywhere for the moment, but looked too exhausted to care. His friends were bringing new clothes, All Might remembered. All Might quickly averted his gaze for decency's sake and subsumed himself in a rudimentary cleanup, which consisted of stripping off his damp, torn shirt and wiping his chest down. He couldn't help but grimace at the sheer indecency of it all, the rank chemical scent of cum mixed with the blood that had spilled from his lip, and winced at the scrape of fabric on his raw skin. There was something deep to be said for the mixture of it, the violence of the blood staining what was supposed to be intimate, and the washed-out pink it left on his shirt, but mostly he wanted all of it off, and now. He was only grateful none of it had gotten on his burnt shoulder. That would have been excruciating. It wasn't perfect, and Toshinori could feel the prickling sensation of the mess drying and pulling at his skin, but it would have to do. As soon as he was decent, he glanced over at Eraserhead, who had regained a little color in his cheeks and was breathing steadily, curled in the frame of the car door. Battered but uninjured. Thank God. Never again? All Might ventured when he dared speak, feeling as though he should be the one to say it. Never again. Eraserhead agreed vehemently, opening an eye. By next Thursday, give or take. The end of our team-up, he mused with some effort, desperate to lighten the mood, as he eased himself to the ground, carefully stretching out his limbs. He was immensely grateful to be outside, and maybe a little foolish because of it. I'd say it was a pleasure working with you. But you're stupid, Eraser said with a snort and a small, tired smile. He leaned against the back of the seat and closed his eyes. Thanks for helping me. That was rough. Never gone that long before. Never planned to. Of course, he said with as much earnestness as he could muster. All Might wanted to promise him that he would never have to again soon, but he hesitated, rubbing dolefully at the back of his neck. I'm sorry that it took so long. That was my fault. Eraser opened his eyes to shoot him a look that was tired, utterly disenchanted, and one that said he knew what he did. All Might almost tensed like he would be lectured, and thought Askins that Eraserhead would make a tremendously intimidating teacher if he ever thought to pursue that path. This car is never going to be the same again, Eraser said instead, deadpan. All Might couldn't help but laugh, tired as it was. Hold on. He stood and moved over to the car, dipping with his arms outstretched. Eraser gave him a look, but reached out and allowed himself to be lifted up and out of the back seat, Toshinori trying not to memorize the trusting weight of him against his bare chest. He carefully set the younger hero down on an intact bench on the corner of the street, then approached the car, briefly sizing it up before squatting and clamping his hands underneath the front fender. Muscles jumping, All Might flexed and hauled the vehicle up off the ground and swung it in a swooping circle until it whistled through the air, then loosed it with a grunt. It arced into the sky and slammed into the middle floor of a high-rise, smashing halfway through the wall in a shower of aged mortar and hanging there, one wheel spinning fruitlessly. All Might turned back, wiping his hands with aplomb, and Eraser had a hand over his mouth. Holy shit, he croaked, half-laughing and wiping his eyes. That's a crime scene I don't want anybody sticking their nose in, more for their sake than mine. I thought you would agree, All Might said with a dry chuckle. For a moment, they just looked at one another, All Might smiling and Eraser smiling, and it felt a little like healing. Then Toshinori realized he had to go. Worse, there was no real reason for him to stay. I should get going, All Might said under his breath, regretting it as he said it. To see that the mess downstairs is wrapped up at the very least, to see if Nezu is safe. Your friends. They'll be here soon, Eraser said quietly, glancing up at him briefly. All Might nodded, because he had no doubt of that. But what should he do? Should he apologize one last time for everything he'd begun, every way he'd made it worse? But no, that wasn't the impression he wanted to leave Eraser with. Like he was helpless to do anything, or drowning in the shallowest end of what the younger hero had endured for months. How many scenarios like this had he clawed his way through and still got up to fight the next day? What mattered was what he could do now, as a hero and as an advocate, because this couldn't continue. It wouldn't, and neither would the circumstances that allowed dust to ravage so many lives. Hey, All Might turned to see Eraser reach beneath the bench. Then a silvery packet flew through the air toward him. It hit his palm with a plasticky slap, and he regarded it blankly, turning the flimsy thing over in the hot sun. Electrolyte jelly. Mike and Midnight left some for us underneath the bench. Eraser looked almost shy as he shrugged, staring at the ground with his knees together. You'll be dehydrated, They taste like shit warm, but it's better than nothing. All Might nodded slowly. There was something about the way the younger hero said it, like he was used to bad or nothing, made him feel all the more certain. He wanted Eraser to have options, him and his friends and his world. "Thank you," he said quietly, and slipped it into his pocket. Eraser watched him do it, and then lifted his head. Apparently the jellies weren't the only thing his friends had left for him, and a battered cigarette now hung from his bruised lip, leaking smoke. "You're gonna get this stuff," he said hoarsely, eyes glinting red again. It wasn't All Might's imagination, but he didn't fear it like he did before, that night on the street, and he couldn't say why. "There won't be a trace left after I'm done," he promised Ardent. He paused, considering and calculating. "If you ever need me, I won't," Eraserhead said shortly, scooting further back against the bench and taking a deep drag. The rags of his sweatpants flapped, and he grabbed for them, recovering himself with a tisking sound and a short cough. "Not more than the world at large, anyway. Good luck escaping the press. I can hear them already." "Be safe, Eraserhead." It was the only thing All Might could manage as a parting word, something twinging sharply in his chest. Beneath the curtain of his dirty hair, slumped on an abandoned bench and holding his pants together with his hands, Eraserhead smiled faintly. "Like I said, not in the job description, but thanks." Again, the crushing desire to carry him somewhere safe, somewhere he could rest, struck Toshinori. But he had to go. So their terrible adventure ended as it began, with All Might walking into the flash of cameras with bitterness and relief, competing for his bruised heart. He wondered if this was what Sir Nighteye had seen that day, and if he ever should have asked. Even if the day was a victory with Nezu's computer core untouched and no one seriously hurt, villains included, Toshinori felt as though he had lost, and lost dearly. It was a selfish, useless feeling, and would likely be gone in a few days, voiding his bloodstream along with the last glimmer of the dust, but he was heavy with a craving of belonging after seeing this young hero and his hardscrabble friends, their clear bond and dedication to one another despite the ravages of the world. Whatever it wasn't his and it never had been. That was okay. It was they who would lead and save the world in time. And if they could do it together, all the better. It was his job to make sure they got there in one piece, to support them on the way, and he was proud to shoulder it. Almost proud enough, that is, to overpower what felt like his heart breaking, as he smiled for the cameras with one hand absently folded around the electrolyte jelly in his pocket, waving and promising that everything was okay. Why? Because he was here, and that was all they needed.